We're going to be learning Simon Kuf Pei Aleph Seif Dalet. Ein Zoich Litoil Elo Ad Perik Sheni Shil Etzbois. Page 170 Seif Dalet. A person doesn't need to wash only this until the second joint of the fingers. Second joint of the fingers. The reason for that, how come you don't need to wash the whole hands? If this is the kind of Mayim Achoinim, why doesn't one need to wash the entire hands? Where only a part of it? Mishneh Berurah Seif Katan Yud explains the following way. Ad Perek Sheni, Shelemalo Mishneh Perkei Etzbois. If it's further up than that, Ein Magia Lichluch HaMeichel, the dirt of the foot will not reach above that. I'm skipping the brackets. Ve'im Hoya Meichel Magia Mikan Ve'elich. If we're talking about particularly dirty hands, that the dirt, the food remains are above that, then yes, indeed, you will need to wash above that as well. See what I've written in Bialocha. It is bad what I've seen. That there are people, who are careful with Mayim Achoinim, but they're not Yotze at all, the obligation of Mayim Achoinim. They only put a tiny, tiny, minute amount of water al rosh etzbois on the tip of their fingers. Doesn't even reach the first joint of the finger at all. Mamash, only the tiny bit of the tiny tip of the fingers. And it said, some people just get their fingers a tiny bit wet. And their fingers remain dirty, from leftovers of the food, as initially. And really, this is wrong, because you need to reach it to the second joint. See if, hey, Zoich Shiyashpil Rosh Etzboisov, you need to lower the fingers, Lemato down. You need to point down, Kedesh Eteret Azuamo, that when you wash, the dirt should actually drip down, as opposed to having the fingers up. Sivkot Yud Aleph in Mishnebura, Sheteret Azuamo min Alichluch, Shebi Yodov, from the dirt in his hands, Aledei Anetile, through the washing. If there are many people around the table, ad chamisho, if there's five people or less around the table, the person who washed the tilas mayim achoinim first, he is the one who is going to be the one benching. So if the balabais is going to be benching, he should be washing the tilas mayim achoinim first. If there are more than five people around the table, maschilim lakotten, the most junior person sitting around the table, he should be washing mayim achoinim first. For neutlendech shivoson, and you're going to wash netilas mayim achoinim in order of their seating arrangements. Ve'en mechavdin zeh zelitol, you're not mechabed somebody, it's not an honor to pass on. It's not a covet to say, oh, you wash my machoinim. It's not a covet. Until you reach the final five people who have not washed yet. Those five, given shelonishiru lachamisha, since those five are the ones that I haven't washed yet, shelonotlu maschirim and avorich, out of those five remaining people, the one who is going to bench, he should be washing first. Sif Cotton, you'd base explain the Mishneh Berurah. Maschim and Avorich, Kedei Shi Ein Be Arba Brochis Shel Birkas Amozen Besoy Chazman Shitlu Elo Abono Shem Anishorim. That there is ideally, the Maim Achroinim should be done just prior to benching. That a person should say, it should all happen in just after washing Mayim Achoinim, we should be benching. So it should be Ma'ayin Ba'abu Brochus Shebekes Amozen. It should be saying the first brochus of benching, B'soich Hazman, at the time, Shitlu Elu Abba Anoshim Anishom, that the last four people are still washing Mayim Achoinim. Ve'afal Gav, and now, although, nowadays, although nowadays it's not one communal benching as in times of Shulchan Aruch, but rather everybody's benching on himself. Because you're not yotze through the benching of the balabais. Nevertheless, Lodishtan Adin, the halacha remains the same. Tegamayoim, also today, me'anochon, it is proper, shiyoim ra mesubim kol brocha b'brocha, that the mesubim, people sitting around a table, should make a brocha, and a brocha belachash quietly, ima mevorech, together with the person benching loud, shemevorech b'kol rom, the one who's benching loud. Kedisele kamon b'si simon kuv pei gimel. As explained later in Simon Kuf Pei Gimel, v'gam because Simon, Simon did also mezumen. So I'm a voich lema b'fneim. The person making the brach should say it loud. Mishumachi, therefore, tzorich la'ayin k'tzas mitchila. Therefore, the halacha still remains that one should the same halacha remains that the netilas mayim achronim should done just prior to the benching. If there's more than five people, the person who is going to wash first is going to be a cotton, a junior person around, because he's going to have a long interruption between Mayim Achronim and benching. Min HaKotten Sif Kotten Yud Gimel, HaYoshev B'Soif HaMesiba, the one who's sitting in on the other end. HaTamu, the reason is, K'dei Shlo Yitzorich HaMavoich LaHamtin HaBe, HaCha Tchila Yodov Mezuhomois, excuse me. I skipped the line. V'atamu, and the reason is, k'deish sh'lo yeh tzorich ha-mavoich l'hamtin ha-be, that the person who's going to bench, he shouldn't have a long interruption, acha netilosu, after washing his hands, ad shitlu kulam, until they all wash. So the g'nai huloi, it is a g'nai, it is inappropriate, it is not proper, to have a long interruption between mayim achronim and benching is no good. Therefore, if you've got more than five people, a junior member of the table, he should be washing Mayim Achronim first, because the interruption is going to be very substantial between Mayim Achronim and benching. So therefore, a junior person should be washing first, a cotton, and the person who's going to be benching, he should be washing just before, he should be washing late, and consequently just before benching. Ve'en mechabdim, there's no honor in passing on Mayim Achronim. Sivkot Nudalat and Mechabdim, the ends of kibbut, it is not an honor. Pemashir Mizloid, the fact that he makes a sign, Shoyir Chatz Tchila Yodom Mizuhomos, to wash dirty hands is not a kibbut. So to say, oh, you are next, please go before me, is not an honorable and a respectful thing to do, because it just implies you've got dirty hands and it's not respectful, so you don't, it's not an honor to be Mechabed Mayim Achronim. Yeah. Seif. Yud Zayin, Siv Zayin in Shulchan Aruch. Ein mevachin shum bracha al mayim achronim. There's no bracha on mayim achronim. Siv Kotten Yud Zayin in Mishnah Berurah. Ein mevachin. Telefi atam shibarnu leil Siv Kotten Aleph. What's the reason? Why do we make a bracha on mayim achronim? We make a bracha on the mayim rishonim. So why is there no bracha on mayim achronim? It says follows. According to the reason explained in Siv Kotten Aleph, mishum chashash melach stoim hifitz, according to stoimi salt, to sakon is lime, which is a danger for the eyes. Bevadai, certainly, ein shech levorech, there is no room at all, levorech al netilazut, there is no room for bracha at all. Kmoi shein mevorechin al shmira mesha sakonis. Like, there's many halachas a person needs to do in order to avoid from dangers. Any potential danger is also, and additionally many halachas, and a person never makes a bracha for that. There's many countless halachas which is about safeguarding one's health and protection oneself from dangers, and there's never halachas. So similarly here also, there is no halacha, there's no bracha with regards to mayim achronim. If it's melach sedoimis, certainly no bracha. Also according to the other reason, which explained Mishnah Berurah Sif Kotten Aleph, that it's simply to remove the dirt. Nevertheless, there is no bracha. Chazal never is instituted and established a bracha on that. Lefi, because we don't actually do the mitzvah the way Chachamim instituted it. So that there was a whole process involved in previous generations when Tum and Tara applied, and that doesn't really apply anymore nowadays. So therefore, the fact that we just washed a little bit is not real takona, and consequently, no bracha was instituted. Since we don't do it properly, we don't really make a bracha on that. So according to both reasons, for my machonim, there is no bracha. For my machonim. Seif ches, yesh oim shemay machonim, enum tzichim nigov. According to some, there is no obligation to dry one's hand from my machonim. For the Rambam and Agei, v'ach kach mevorech. And according to the Rambam, you first dry them and afterwards you make a bracha. Seif kotn yud ches, mishnah bo yitzichim nigov, kevin she'enom boim rak nilakos yedaim, since they only, it's only purely to remove the dirt, you don't need to dry them. Kabbalah nikov ve nikias, it's also going to be clean without drying the hands. So the drying is the fact that we need to dry the hands with Maim Rishonim, that's in order to ensure that there's no potential tumah issues. This won't apply with regards to Maim Achonim. Maim Achonim has nothing to do with tumah tahara. Consequently, once you've removed the dirt of your hands, you don't really need to dry them. You've done the mitzvah and Maim Achonim is fine. So there's no obligation to dry your hands for Maim Achonim. The Mishnah Berurah continues also in Sifkotan Yutes. Kosava Beis Yosef b'shem Sefer Shulchan Shel Abba. Beis Yosef writes in the name of Sefer Shulchan Shel Abba. V'chenev be'Eli Rabba b'shem Kolboy. Eli Rabba writes in the name of the Kolboy. The Mayim Achronim Ein Tzichim Shir. There's no measure, no amount of water that you need to pour with your hands. Ela only Shebein Kedei Le'adiach Bo'en Et Yodov. It's only in order that it should be the water should be reached your fingers. But the gon was makpid on revis. There are yidins to dinner as well who makpid on revis, but that's not what the Beis Yosef says, what the Mishnah Berurah paskens. It's just a chumra, mitzvah chumra, to wash your hands with revis. Seif yud, yesh she'ein noyagin litul ma'am achonim. There are people who have a minig not to wash ma'am achonim. Ve'afrida noyagim kein. And even according to a person who has a minig not to wash ma'am achonim, odom sho istenes, if it is an istenes, and he tends to wash his hands after the meal. He's an istenes, he's a delicate person. He gets very irritated and frustrated from dirt on his fingers. If he's that kind of person, according to him, if his hands are a little bit dirty, he will need to wash his hands. So it's as follows, that there are people who don't have the minig of mayim achronim, and he said that's okay as long as he's not an istenes. If he's a very kind of delicate person and he gets very, very irritated by dirty fingers, then if it is dirty, if at the instant his hands are dirty, then he will need to wash my machonim mikradin. He will need to because his hands are dirty. Seif cotton yud. Seif cotton. Yeah, Sifkotten, in Mishnah Berurah, Sifkotten Chof Beis, She'ein Noyagin, Mipnei She'ein Melach Stoimis Metzuyah Benenim. People who don't have the minig to wash Ma'am Achonim, it's because Melach Stoimis doesn't exist nowadays anymore. And therefore, it's not common anymore. So therefore, this reason doesn't apply anymore. Mishum Yodav Mizuamois, and if it's because of the other reason, in Choshin, they're also not concerned. If it's, the hands are dirty, if it's not dirty, then he doesn't have to wash. So if his hands are clean, then the reason of Melach Stoimis doesn't apply because there's no Melach Stoimis. And dirty hands, they also don't apply because his hands are not dirty. It's not dirty, especially if you eat with knife and fork. You may argue, my hands are not dirty. I don't need to wash my machoinim. For I have the opinion of the Vilna Gaon, he said that the Vilna Gaon was very makpid to wash my machoinim. He was even most nefesh for it. For Tam, Melach Stoimis, Yudai Mizomis Gam Atoshech, he says that both reasons still apply nowadays. Both reasons he holds still apply, both Melach Stoimis and dirty hands. Also, it's to be noted that it's considered a chumra. It's still considered a chumra because nowadays our hands are not dirty, and again, melach stoimis is not common, so it's a chumra to wash my machonim, but it's a chumra that one should be noyig. Uh, Women, the minig is women don't wash my machoinim. It's brought down in many achoinim that women don't wash my machoinim. It's not clear exactly why the minig is so well established, but that's certainly the minig. The widespread minig in Klal Yisrael is that women don't wash my machoinim. Yeah, the Shulchan Aruch said the words, so little yod of kodim because hamozoin, need to wash my machoinim before because hamozoin. And the Mishnah Berurah says on that, if cotton chov dalet, kodim bekas hamozon, v'tzorich lezor, shaloi lehafsik, ben etili bekas hamozon, afilu bedivei Torah, one should not interrupt between the netile and between washing and benching, even for dvar Torah, you should not interrupt. You should just wash my machonim and straight away bench. And don't interrupt, don't talk, even for dvar Torah. I noticed that I just missed Seif Tess. So Tiftes says, "My machonim noitli bekol mine mashkim. My machonim can be washed with any liquids." Seif Kotten Chofim Mishnah Berurah says, "Noitli bechol shagam heim nakim ayudaim ezuma k'mumaim. Any liquid will rinse and cleanse the hand from dirt like water. Umayir be'elu mayim ki mashkim. That's if he's got therefore no other liquid besides other liquids. Hasn't got water available, only apple juice. He can wash with that, and that's fine. Hayesh lemay, but if he has water, only to be mashkin, he shouldn't use any other liquids. I'm not so convinced in the poshup shot in this because a lot of the liquids actually, like I just mentioned, any juices are normally very, very sweet, and the hands won't be particularly clean from that. They'll get very sticky from that. So why any liquids are considered cleaning the hands, I'm not sure. Maybe it's talking about substance on the hands, and any liquid will remove substance on the hand, and therefore it's okay. But there's a bit of a question mark here. Sifkot and Chav Aleph, Minemashkin, Afilu B'Shemen, even Shemen is oil, V'Dvash, honey, V'Cholov, and milk. They're all acceptable for my machoinim. Chutz, excluding meyayim ipnei chashivus, so excluding wine. Wine is too choshuv. Don't use wine for my machoinim. Kos v'achoinim l'achoinim, right? Shekol minei mayim apsulim rishonim. Any water is possible for rishonim. Tahaynu shenase b'melocha, which was used for melocha. Or shenishtanem aremu, they have different looks. V'afilu mayim shenifsulim mishtiyas behem avchi agav. Even water that animals drank from, and we learned, and all those waters were not acceptable for my rishonim, mikomakum nevertheless, ksherim lachonim da kosher for my machonim, vegam enzorich laim kli, vekachkava kosherim, also the other lochas that we learned regards to my rishonim. It's nice chazorah. That you need a kli, you need a vessel, vekachkava, you need the power, you need the stream, all that. Is not an issue at all. And chatzitza yodayim poseles behen chatzitza, which is again a rule regards to my rishonim, doesn't apply to my machonim. So you don't have to take any chatzitzas off. V'gam yitzrich lishpoya al yodov elopam achas. Again, only one pouring on each hand is sufficient. You don't need to go twice. To recap and summarize what we covered on tonight's shiur, we learned that my machoinim needs to reach the second joint because that's where the dirt is. We learned that you need to have the fingers facing down. We learned that if there's less than five members, then the one who's going to bench, he should be the one who is going to wash my machoinim first. If it's more than five, then delay because it's not a cover. It's not... The longer the wait, the better it is. The shorter the wait, the better it is. So if there's a long wait, then give it to the ketanim, the younger ones, to wash mayim achronim first. To pass on the mayim achronim is not a covert. It's not respectful. It's a gnai because it implies you've got dirty hands. No bracha on mayim achronim because according to both reasons, whether it's melach stoimis or it's zuma, Chachomim have established the bracha. My machoinim doesn't need to be dried. Your hands, that is, don't need to be dried after my machoinim. You can use any liquids. Any other halachas of my rishonim, which apply with regards to my rishonim, do not apply with regards to my machoinim. So kli, nishtanu mare, nasi ben melocha, all those halachas, koyach gavra, don't apply. Chatzitza also doesn't apply. Shulchan Aruch finishes off that There are people who have minig not wash my machoinim, and he said that there is such a registered minig because nowadays the reasons don't apply. And many achronim disagree, and he said one certainly should be makpit and be machmir on my machronim. However, even a person who is not normally makpit and machmir, nevertheless, if his hands are dirty, he should certainly ensure to wash, because that's the whole idea of my machronim. One should wash straight before Birkas HaMazon, and one should not interrupt between my machronim and Birkas HaMazon. And we shall continue in Mirza Hashem b'shor tov u'mutzlachas u'simon kuf pei beis the next she in Mirza Hashem. The halachas of din Birkas HaMazon v'shelo yepogum, the halachas of the kois of the becha, the cup of Birkas HaMazon, and its relevant halachas. Good evening.